Hello and welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and now this brand new podcast series. Options Talk with OIC will focus on various options trading strategies, as well as some of the latest topics impacting the options market. Options exchange professionals and other industry experts will join me each week to help you gain a better understanding of this complex but versatile trading tool. Today's show is on a topic that is of interest to everyone. We're going to be talking about volatility and earnings announcements. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and options transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Here with me today to talk about volatility and earnings is Peter Lusk of the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Peter, thanks for coming out today.
Okay, Joe, thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, tell me a little bit about what you do at the CBOE.
All right. Well, after several years of being a market maker on the floor of the CBOE, I'm now lucky enough to share that acquired knowledge with individual investors. And I even travel on the road for the OIC and put on some seminars, beginning, intermediate, and some advanced on volatility, which I think is what we're going to talk about now.
Indeed. Fantastic. Well, let's get right to it. I think the impact on implied volatility before and after earnings announcements is a topic that every investor is interested in getting some perspective on. Where can we find, different levels of volatility, on different stocks prior to earnings?
Well, first of all, for some of the beginner kind of listeners, let's talk about what implied volatility is. Implied volatility is kind of a fancy word, but what it really is, when you're on a trading platform and you're seeing the price of an option, that's the implied volatility. Now, implied volatility, or the price of the option, is the option's expectation of what the underlying might do. So as you talk about earnings are a very volatile period for the most part, and that's what traders kind of live for. They like to trade that volatility.
Right.
So if you're noticing that an option is priced pretty pricey, take a look at what month it is. It might be an earnings period.
Well, can I ask you? You talk about implied volatility, and that's in the options. Historic volatility, that's really the measure of movement in the underlying stock, is that right?
Yes.
Now, another thing you said was, the option may be pretty pricey. Can you talk about that a little bit?
All right. Well, first of all, historically speaking, a stock that moves around a lot kind of has like a bouncing effect if you look at it on a chart.
Right.
That's a highly volatile stock.
Sure.
A stock that just kind of wavers, more of a straighter line, not so volatile stock. All right. I think it's important for option traders to understand historically where a stock has been. Now, where a stock has been holds no guarantees of where a stock is going to go. But historically, if you look at what a stock has done the last 18 months, which covers a few earnings periods, you'll realize how that stock performs prior to earnings and after earnings.
So there are really two aspects. There's the amount of movement in the stock and then the potential amount of movement in the options. Is that right?
That's correct.
We have historical volatility, which is that movement in the underlying, and then we've got the options giving us the implied volatility. Tell me more about the implied volatility levels in a stock as we go, prior to earnings announcements.
Okay. Prior to earnings, you'll notice that options tend to be on the pricey side. And you'll see that some folks decide, hey, I've got an outlook that this stock is going to go higher upon the release of earnings. So some option investors will decide to buy some call options. Let's just use this as an example. I might buy an at-the-money call with the stock trading 30. I might buy a 30-strike call and pay $3 for it. Earnings comes out that night. Earnings are good. Stock's up $2 the next morning. Options only up 50 cents.
Okay. So we had $3 of premium in the option prior to the announcement. And then after that news and uncertainty was taken out of the market, $2.50 of that $3 premium essentially disappeared. Is that right?
That's correct. And what we're talking about now is a volatility collapse. And you brought up a nice key word there, Joe, when you said the unknown. The unknown of earnings is now known. All those out there jacking for position, purchasing, buying, and selling all these call options, put options, well, guess what? Earnings are out. The unknown is now known. The excitement's over.
So with regards to implied volatility in earnings, we can generally say that prior to earnings, the option premiums go higher. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is fair to say. And the option premium that goes higher tends to be that at-the-money option, which is all-time value. You know what we should talk about, though, before we move on a little bit farther, is Vega. You know, the all-important Greeks, I think every option trader that wants to be successful has to talk about the Greeks. And any good trading platform is going to have the Greeks on that platform to visualize. As we talk about volatility, any option trader needs to understand what Vega is, and I'll do this really quickly. Vega is the change in an option's theoretical value for every 1 point change in volatility. If my Vega on an option is a nickel and the volatility goes up a point, I can essentially add a nickel to the price of the option.
Without any change in the underlying stock.
Perfect.
Okay.
Exactly. Without any change in the underlying stock.
But there are options that have maybe a nickel's worth of Vega, and maybe there are options that have 50 cents, a dollar, or $2 worth of Vega. Is that right?
Yes, the Vega varies depending on each option.
Okay.
And the largest Vega is going to be for an option at the money, because the time premium is what is affected by volatility more than anything else.
So the further out we have the at the money, and then the further out in time we go, the more Vega associated with an option. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about positions, maybe, you know, that somebody, an investor, may want to consider prior to an earnings announcement?
Sure. You know, there's no perfect trade. There's no perfect position to get into. But if I feel like volatility is going to increase, I would want to purchase options. When I'm buying options, I'm buying volatility, and I'm buying Vega, that Vega component. If I'm selling options, I'm selling volatility, or I'm selling Vega, I'm short Vega. So again, if I feel like earnings are going to get, let me put it this way, if I feel like volatility is going to get crushed upon the release of this earnings news, I may decide that I want to sell options, which means I'm selling volatility. We had an example a little bit a while ago that we talked about an option that was worth $3 at the money. The stock was up a couple bucks, and yet the option only went up 50 cents. Volatility got crushed. Now, there are other options across the board that maybe I would choose to sell and hope that I could buy that option back after the volatility got crushed.
Okay, Peter. So there are a couple things that investors can look at going into earnings. They can take a look at the relationship between that historic volatility and implied just before earnings over the past 3 or 4 earnings cycles. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, right? I think that's an excellent place to start. No further than that, but 3 or 4 cycles is perfect.
Okay, and where can investors find that kind of information?
On any good trading platform, and I believe the OIC has that as well, right, Joe?
Yes, indeed, you can find that at the OIC website as well. Anything else you want to talk about with regards to, you know, volatility and earnings specifically, Peter?
Well, I want folks to be aware that, you know, volatility changes, and I think that's what trips up new option traders more than anything else. They get caught up in this whole thing of purchasing an option. Let's just do it again. We're talking about buying a call option, and the stock goes higher, but yet the option does not increase in value at the same rate as the stock. And so we're talking about a change in volatility. Volatility changes all the time.
You're right. I mean, that pricing component volatility is so dynamic, you know, in the marketplace. It's really a key ingredient that investors have to be aware of. With that, why don't, I think we've about actually run out of time for today's session. How about if we pick this same topic up next week?
Yeah, I think we need to revisit it again because there's so much to talk about with volatility, Joe.
Fantastic, Pete. I appreciate you coming out today. I hope you will join Peter and I next time to continue our discussion on volatility. In the meantime, if you ever have any options-related questions, call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS or log on to our website at www.optionseducation.org. There are some fantastic resources on our website for all option traders, no matter what your options knowledge level is. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show, so email me at options@theocc.com. Tune in next week for the second half of our discussion on volatility. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education can go a long way.